Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
The Bible says in Genesis that God blesses those who bless Israel, and I believe that. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. If you know me very well, you know that I have been involved in pro-Israel activities for a number of years. I was inspired by the great John Hagee, who has had a Night to Honor Israel for probably 25 years in San Antonio at his church, Cornerstone Church. Of course, he's the one who founded Christians United for Israel, which is doing a great work at kind of organizing Christian support to help the state of Israel. You know, the state of Israel does not have a lot of friends. And so I think it's important for those of us who do love Israel to stand up and speak up and to even let our congressmen and so forth know that this is not just a Jewish issue, but it's a Christian and Jewish issue. Now, recently, my friend Blake Lorenz, who is pastor of Encounter Church here in Orlando, Florida, invited me to speak at an event that he has sponsored several times in the past few years called Bless Israel. And so we had this event at the Rosen Hotel by the Convention Center, if you've ever been here, and we had members of the Jewish community come in, a lot of different ministries. It was really exciting, a lot of good music. And we're getting feedback now from our Jewish friends on how they were just overwhelmed by this. And also, we were able to raise money to help Jews make Aliyah. So after this message, I'm going to be talking to Blake Lorenz about this event, about what we're doing. It's kind of an update because I know that many of you contributed to this effort, and I want to thank you for it and kind of give you an idea of what God did.
Why shouldn't you increase your ability to make more money and get a better job in nursing, and especially if your current employer might pay for your schooling? At ORU, if you have an associate's degree in nursing, you can share a whole person experience with your patients by earning your accredited RN to BSN in as little as 1 year to 18 months. And did I mention it's online so you can do it on your schedule? Registration just opened. Learn more by calling 918-495-6363 and apply online at oru.edu/online.
I'm talking to Blake Lorenz, who was the visionary for an amazing event that we had in Orlando just a couple of days ago. And I felt it was interesting enough and important enough to record a podcast and to write about it. But we called it the Bless Israel Summit. It was at the Rosen Plaza Hotel here in Orlando, beautiful hotel. We had a full ballroom. I don't know how many people were there. It was exciting. So tell me, why did you want to sponsor this event?
Well, my wife and I really felt it was a vision from God that began 4 years ago. And I had contacted you because someone had said you had been involved in this for years. And I called you, and you gave me some contacts. So we did one at Rollins College during the war. And so it, you know, grabbed a lot of excitement. But then we missed a year, and then we began to pick it up again. And just our heart is because God calls us to bless Israel. And we love Israel. We love the Jewish people. It was something we could bring together and then do a practical thing, which was raise the money for people to make Aliyah. And that's a big thing.
That's right. There are three separate ministries. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm going to interview one of them later for another podcast. It was just amazing what came in. Charisma Magazine came alongside, and we raised quite a bit of money from the readers of Charisma, which was very generous. And of course, I've written a newsletter thanking them for that. But in the offering, along with some other funds that were put in, we brought in $25,000. There were four or five ministries that each brought good checks, and that was another $26,000. And then the readers of Charisma donated almost exactly $100,000. So it came out to $151,000. And we were surprised, or maybe I should ask you if you were surprised, but we were very thankful for it.
Well, I was very surprised and blessed. You know, we started out with a goal of 10 families and $15,000. Then we were talking with you, and you said, well, that's way too small. Let's do 20 families at $30,000. And then it began to come in. And really, you were the engine that God, the Holy Spirit, empowered. Your engine and outreach and influence brought in all those donors. And then $150,000 was like double what I thought. But the great thing is, out of that 417 families who are living in poverty, oppression, and persecution, some of them will die, but they won't die now in the Ukraine because of the war. They will get a new life, a new destiny in Israel. 417 people. I mean, we get excited when one person's destiny is changed. 417 people will be taken back to Israel.
And future generations.
And future generations. So there's a legacy. Babies will be born. There'll be education in ways they never had opportunities. Marriages will take place. People will be lifted out of poverty. And, of course, their faith will blossom in Israel. They'll get a vision of what the God of Abraham is really about. So it's so exciting. The multiplication just begins to multiply. And then all the people will be blessed who gave.
That's exactly right. And there's a lot of interest, almost desire, to give to bless Israel. And a lot of times people don't know what to do. So raising money for Aliyah, a lot of people said, yeah, I can get on board with that. And especially when we said that 100% was going to Aliyah. Nobody's getting a commission. We're not taking out any expenses. We paid, first of all, we kept our expenses down, but we paid for the other expenses out of other funds. And so I think this is a unique thing. Now, I believe in disclaimers. You know, I'm a journalist, and you know, I have been to events where John Hagee one time presented $2 million and another time $7 million. And John Hagee, of course, is the founder of Christians United for Israel, and he has raised so much money over the years for the Jews. So our $151,000 pales by comparison, but we did what we could. Orlando community, they stepped up, the Readers of Charisma stepped up, and we just praise God for it.
Well, it was a home run as far as we were concerned, and the people's lives that were there at the event were touched. Your neighbor, who's Jewish, brought some people from Israel, actually, who live and work here. And the one lady came up to me afterwards. She's actually the principal of she's the director of Hebrew and Judaic Studies at the Jewish Academy of Orlando. And she was in tears. She was so moved. She couldn't believe that Christians would do this to bless the Jewish people and to bless Israel. And she wrote me an email of a testimony of how it just touched her life. And she says, I'm on board for next year. What can I do? And that just summed up what our desire was. Our desire was to love the people of Israel, to love the Jewish people, to let them be overwhelmed with that love, and then to see them respond that, you know, the Christians really do love them. And so that was a big part of it.
That was part of our goal.
Yes.
And it was exciting. There was a lot of love in the room.
Yes, yes.
And the one thing I regretted as I was later on, I was thinking about it. I thought, you know, I should have taken the opportunity to do what a lot of churches do, and that is at some point in the service, they'll stop and say to greet people.
Right, yeah.
And in some churches, they say, the peace of the Lord be with you and also with you, and they shake hands. In our circles, most people hug necks.
Right.
And if I do this again, I think I'm going to, because that is so moving. A lot of these people have never hugged a Jew or vice versa. And it's just.
We did get them to hold hands. I got them to hold hands, and we're walking up to Jerusalem.
That's right.
And that. But yeah, it would be next time we'll do that to get them to hug each other and to open up. So it was good.
Well, I just thank you for your leadership, and we'll wrap up this podcast. And I hope that my listeners are inspired. That was one of the goals I had, was that there would be ministries and individuals who'd be inspired to do more for Israel. I told the story how I felt when I went to the first Night to Honor Israel that John Hagee sponsors. He sponsored one a year for more than 25 years, and I went in 2004, and I was so moved, and but I was convicted that I really wasn't doing anything. And so he was an inspiration to me, and I was hoping that I could be, or we could be, an inspiration to others. And I hope that my listeners will, sign up for the different things that we're doing for Bless Israel. We have a newsletter, actually, that we call Standing with Israel. Yeah. We've published a book by David Brog by the same name, Standing with Israel. There's so many different ways that you can connect. You can connect with Christians United for Israel, which does a great job lobbying Congress and let them know that that Israel is not just a Jewish issue, but it's a Christian Jewish issue. So with that, I'll give you the last word.
Well, we are just really grateful, Steve, that God teamed us up with you. You were an inspiration. You inspired a lot of people, not only to understand about Israel and Aliyah, but obviously to give. And that's one of the practical things. We wanted a practical application, as Gary from Ezra will talk later on one of your podcasts, I believe. You know, they have churches and people have events and everybody, oh, that was a great time, but then nothing really happens out of that. And here is something that all these lives are going to be touched, they're going to be changed, and it's going to multiply. And just for you who are listening, Ezra International told me Sunday, 48,000 people, Jewish people, in poverty, persecution, in just the Ukraine, are on a backlist to get into Israel. 48,000 people. So our 417 is a great thing, but look at all these people waiting to get back, and they don't have any means to get there. And it's so.
And it costs about $360 to move them, an individual, and about $1,440 to move a family, which really is not that much. But a lot of them don't have the paperwork. They don't have the visas.
Right.
They, of course, have to document to Israel that they are Jewish, those kind of things. And Ezra International does a great job of helping them. And the more they raise, the more people who support them, the more people they're able to help. So,
amen.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed hearing about our event. You can actually go onto Facebook and put in Charisma Magazine and then look for videos. And you can see a video of the entire event. It's not broadcast quality, but you can get the idea and the feel. And, of course, you can hear my message. It's just wonderful, and I encourage you to do that. And if you want to make a donation to the Bless Israel project that we have, you can do so through our nonprofit partner, Christian Life Missions, by writing us at 600 Reinhart Road, Lake Mary, Florida, 32746. Or you can go online to ChristianLifeMissions.org, and it tells you how to give to this. And we decided that anything that comes in, we will use to bless Israel 100%. That's always our policy. You can give with confidence, and I hope that you will. So thank you for listening today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.